All right.
Okay. I call the April 5th, 2022 Committee of the Whole Meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call, roll the roll, and note the time.
Great. It's 7:04. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Colby?
Here.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Here.
President Brooks?
Here.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment on an item other than Lakefront Park? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. There will be an opportunity for comments on Lakefront Park after the presentation and board discussion. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Mr. Ruderman,
can I come up here?
You're on.
My name is John Ruderman, and this is Adrian Gallagher. We're the co-chairs of the Village Nominating Committee for the caucus. And just announcing that we will be looking for very qualified people to help staff the board, the library, the Village of Glencoe, and the Park District. And so if any of you know people that would be qualified and interested in serving the community, one great thing about the system in Glencoe is, although it's a political, quote-unquote, political party, There are no real political elections in Glencoe. The caucus vets the candidates, introduce the candidates, and we are just looking for the best people. In the past, we've had just superb people apply to be on the boards of all these organizations. So you can online pick up a application. You know the website?
GlencoeCaucus.org.
GlencoeCaucus.org. Pick up an application and submit it, and we'll get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else would like to comment on something other than Lakefront? Because we'll have comments after that presentation. Okay. So moving on to the presentation and discussion on Lakefront Park Playground and Racquet Court design concepts and feedback from community meeting. Lisa Shepherd and Lacey Lawrence and Steve Contors. Lisa Shepherd, along with Lacey Lawrence and Steve Contors from Hitchcock Design Group, will lead the discussion. And just to remind, I think everybody here probably knows this, that this is a committee meet. It's a committee meeting, and so the purpose it serves is it allows the board to discuss matters. So this is not a back and forth kind of Q&A thing, but of course you will have time to leave comments, and the board will discuss, and we'll all listen to the presentation. So thank you, and thank you, Lisa.
Actually, Lacey and Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you, and we have to really enunciate because we want to be socially distanced.
It's hard to.
And so we have to yell.
As either Lacey or I speaking, if someone can't hear, please speak up so we can try to change how we're addressing everyone. But so I'm Steve Connors with Hitchcock Design Group, and thanks for having us here tonight. This is Lacey Lawrence. She'll be walking you through most of the information. I just want to kind of give a little bit of an opening framework here for the discussion. The purpose tonight is really just to have answer questions and get some input so we can get some feedback on how to continue to advance and finalize these plans. So we're not looking for any real decisions tonight, just really input and make sure that we can answer your questions regarding the options that are being looked at. So Lacey's going to kind of walk you through the process, the existing conditions, what we've already heard from the community, and then walk you through the options for the board's discussion tonight. So thank you for your time.
Hi, Lacey Lawrence. All right. Just want to go through a bit about Lakefront Park, so this is kind of the stuff we're going to go through first, kind of the project background, kind of run through the existing conditions as it exists at Lakefront Park today. We prepared two master plan concepts, so I'll review both concepts, A and B. And then each concept has a series of playground options associated with the footprint that we designed for both concepts, so we'll review in total 6 playground options. And then we also have tennis and pickleball options, and these can be associated with either concept A or B, so they don't have to be, we're maintaining the existing footprint as it exists today, so we're trying to fit within that space and provide an association of like pickleball and tennis, that are 2 and 4, so we'll go through those, we're going to use the options, and then we also And so concept A, the intention was it kind of maintains kind of the existing footprint of the playground as it exists today. And concept B kind of expands upon what's out there today to talk about a larger playground footprint, in the assumption that you might go for a grant or...
We would recommend that she move that podium to the other side so she can talk to us so we can hear her. She's talking to that wall over there.
Well, she's kind of talking to the board, and that's the point, but I understand.
It is hard.
But I will let you know, we've got a whole plan to improve the audio and visual in here, because obviously it's inadequate for what we need. But would it be...
Do you want to move? Okay. She's moving.
There are some chairs over
She's
there.
She's pretty cool. Like, she just moves.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
does this work better?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just keep going. We'll run through all of this in more detail in the next slide. And then we've got to summarize some of the community feedback. Obviously, we had a public open house that we had both in person and had virtual attendees as well. We had an online survey where we collected feedback. So we'll go through the outcome of those things, and then we'll open up for questions or comments. So this is an aerial photograph of Lakefront Park as it exists today. I'm going to try to move in the features. So as you can see, we have the streets here, which is Longwood Avenue, right there. We have Hazel Avenue, and then Park Avenue. And then here's kind of the beach and the Michigan. So that's kind of how the project area is bounded by those major features. So at the park that we have visiting today, there's an existing tennis court right here. So there's two doubles court and one single court. Immediately adjacent to that is the existing playground. And I'll go through features, like photos of all the features, so you can see the conditions are today. And then there is a walking path that kind of goes through from north to south along here. There's some interpretive signage, there's some benches, there's a lot of mature trees that kind of exist in this corner of the site today. And obviously, if we're focusing just on the upper elevation of Lakefront Park, we're not focusing on the beachfront area or the roads going down to the beach. So with that, so I'm going to show some interesting photographs. This is on Park Avenue. There are some existing kind of porta potties that sit in this area. There's an entry sign, and also there's some bike racks, and also there's some that are permanent, and there's some that are just temporary, which kind of indicates that we need some additional bike parking, permanent bike parking. So we've been taking that into consideration when we develop the concept. This is the existing tennis courts as they are today. There is turf mat over asphalt paving, the net are anchored kind of outside of the footprint. We've got a concrete curb and some 10-foot fencing only on the back sides of the courts and not along the sides of the courts. And so we have very minimal kind of use zones offsets from the line here. This is the photo of the playground that's adjacent to the court. Obviously, the wood structure has very limited play value as it currently is. There's no slot. There's one slide on the back side, but only a couple feet in height. And again, it doesn't have a whole lot of play elements associated with the current playground. And there's also a bay of swings, which is just off the picture over here, which is also wooden posts. There's just one belt and one bucket swing. So there's no accessible swing, ADA swing, and only one of each of those. This is a photo of a walking path, a relatively new asphalt path. You can see the benches. There's also some interpretive signage here from along the pathway as well, and a lot of mature trees. Now to the left of the photo is also this panoramic view, just kind of up the bluff and out to Lake Michigan. More mature trees. Now to the north and south of the park, there's these areas of overlook to the benches and stone veneer walls. So this is kind of a summary of what exists out there today. So now I'll go through the master plan. So again, as I said, we developed two master plan concepts, A and B. A, kind of maintain the existing footprint of the playground space that is existing today. So the existing footprint of the playground is kind of just this low here. And so we did expand just a little bit to be able to expand the size of the playground that's existing out there today. So what was new is that we would be doing all new kind of concrete curbing. We we'd be doing all new artificial turf surfacing for the playground space, new equipment, new beta swing. So in this concept, we are keeping something close to the same footprint. There's just one bucket and one belt, so it's going back to the way that it is today. We have some additional features that we would be adding. So we have some bench seats kind of around the perimeter. We have some seat walls here to kind of provide some gathering spaces and spaces kind of look off of the bluff. In here, there's some concrete paving here that would have some kind of pavement stamping or staining for pavement games or patterns on parts of the surface. And we have some additional benches kind of placed throughout the site here, some additional benches here on concrete pad, permanent associated with the courts, and then we have a bay of an additional dual bike rack. So we've doubled kind of what you have out there today. And so some of these options are the same for both concept A and B, and some are different. So the things that are the same for A and B would be the bike racks, the benches and the bike racks, that's going to be the same for both concepts in the same location, same quantity, as well as up here, the letter A is a privacy structure that would be placed around the porta potty to kind of hide it a little bit or have some additional supplemental plantings around it and have an overhead canopy. So that's something that's in both concepts, as well as letter C, which is a new drinking fountain. So it would be new fountain, new concrete around it. So those elements are the same for both concepts. Same goes for the court. So in this illustration from A and B, they're going to look different, but we can do either orientation for either concept. And so try to not focus on that when you're looking at A and B, because we'll have specific dialogue relating to the orientation and then how many courts of each would be in that. So it's not associated with your concept. So the main highlight of this is just the size of the playground, whether you want it same size or expand. Here are some front images of some of the features that we propose. So the privacy structure around the porta potty, the new drinking fountain. Both concepts talk about renovating the existing swing bench and some relocated in a new site, but keeping the swing bench in both options. Having a renovated tennis pickleball, providing some additional benches. Some of the additional features of A, we talked about some of the staining, pavement gains, and some of the concrete. We have some steppers in some of the areas that go for some of the landscaping, some curbs for the benches, with stylized plantings to kind of insinuate some waves through plantings that associate also the waves with the curved benches, and then have some artificial turf surfacing. So that's A. And then we have concept B. So as you can see, obviously there's the features that are the same, the privacy structure, the drinking fountain, the bike racks. And so in this concept B, we have a much larger playground footprint. So the current footprint is in this space here. And so in this concept, we're expanding to the north and expanding to the south. The difference with this playground, obviously, since we are expanding beyond the footprint of the tennis courts that are existing today, trying to keep everything that's in the south section lower profile. So in this area here, we're talking about low, just mounds with the play surfacing, just a couple feet high, maybe some log steppers, some benches. So everything here would be planting height or a couple feet in height, so it wouldn't, block any of the views or distance, down to the lake and the bluff. So all the taller features would be focused in this area here. So you've got a larger structure, and then we'd be able to accommodate a larger bay of swing. So it could be two belts, a bucket, and an ADA swing as well on this concept. So there are some similar features. We do have a paved concrete band here that would have striping, pavement gains. The band here, we do have some curved wood benches here and here. And then we do have the relocated swing bench here so it could look out the bluff or for people that watch their kids while they're playing at the playground. And we've also included some other additional options for seating. So you have traditional benches, and then we have some stone, they're not actual stones, they're lightweight concrete and stone that you can sit on for kids. There's also like some mushrooms that are also GFR seats you can also sit on. So it has some more whimsy with the seating for this concept as well. And so these are the same. I use soft and concept A, and then some of the different options in concept B. So we talked about the curved benches, so kind of similar to the other ones that are wood. So this is kind of what the mounds would be. Also, this image is port of place, but we'd be talking about artificial turf, so just low profile. And so here are some images also of the stone seating and the mushroom seating that could be around the perimeter of the playground. The option to include maybe some telescopes and some of the structures that could then look out over the bluff and towards the lake. Some of the pavement striping, and again, some options here for the lower mounds that might have a tunnel through it for kids to crawl through. So that kind of summarizes concept A and B. And so now each concept has a few options to consider for a playground. So just to remind you what concept A looks like. So concept A is, again, what we're trying to maintain close to what the existing footprint is of the playground. So option one and option two are associated with concept A. And so on this concept, this is kind of very similar to a very traditional post and platform playground. This one does have some roof structure. It still is very open. It is, you know, relatively low to the ground, maybe 4 feet in elevation. It does have some slides. And then, you know, some monkey bars here. So, it's, you know, it's very traditional playground equipment, but it does kind of have some more native feel, natural feel with some of the wood elements here with the railings and some of the roof type. So, when we go to, there's another option on the other side, so this also includes some, you know, GFRC and log steppers and logs and balance beam logs that would be incorporated into this concept as well. And both options have some type of music play element to them, so we can talk about that as well when we get further along, whether you want music play or not want music play. But obviously, as Steve mentioned, we can take pieces from each of these concepts. If there's something that you really like from option one, but you like option two better, like we can take pieces that you do like and then have the vendor create another option that includes those pieces that you do like and have that as a consideration as well. So this is option two. And so this is a little bit different in that it does have some sort of climbing element, net climbing element, which was in the other option. This one doesn't have any roof structure open or closed on this option as well. Similar to the other one, it does have some GRC kind of rock and natural elements. This one's also kind of like a wood climber here. Both have slides. So it's just kind of whether you want the net climbing with this one, or if you want a roof structure of any type, whether it's open or using shade shales or other kind of roof structures. So this is from the other side. So this one has a larger swing, and the three swings or slides together, unlike the other one, has kind of single slides. And then we'll go to concept B. So this one has three different playground options associated with it. So option three, so very similar to the first option we saw for concept A, has a very similar roof structure, more traditional open platform play, has some slides, has more swings, again we said two belts, a bucket, and an ADA swing. Again, it also has some of these natural elements with the wood balance beam and the log steppers. This one has a zip line right here, I believe. Again, music elements in it as well. This is option four. So it's kind of very similar to the last one, but this is kind of one structure. It's again very low to the ground, just a couple feet, 4 feet from off the ground. It has more slides, it has this. Monkey bars, same kind of orient selection of swings with the two belts, the bucket, and the ADA swing. And then option five. So this is a little bit different styles. This is two separate structures, like the last one was joined, just a single structure that had elements for 2-5 plus 5-12. This one is kind of isolated. You have a structure that's focused on 2-5 play and a structure that's focused on 5-12 play. So this one is, you know, taller. A lot of net climbing has a slide that gets you higher off the ground than the last concept. And then it has, you know, still keeping with the natural theme with some of the wood elements. Again, just kind of a posted platform. Sweet arm structure has a single slide and has some log climber right here. And then the last concept is concept 6. And so again, this one is different in the fact that it doesn't have any overhead roof structure. It has a lot of net climbing. You can see there's some larger slides here combined with the net climber. Another spiral slide and the larger swing. Here we have two belts, a bucket, and an ADA swing, similar to all concepts. Again, you can see that there's two separate structures here. But yeah, kind of still kind of linked. They've got some of the long structures here. So that was kind of all the playground options. So now we're going to court options. There's only two of these. So again, these aren't necessarily associated with either concept. Both of these can be in either concept. So it's just your preference on the number of pickleball courts to the number of tennis courts. So in option one, again, as we talked about at the beginning, we're trying to maintain the existing footprint that exists out there today. We're not expanding it, which then obviously there's a decent amount of space in the back and sides around the tennis. And then also the pickleball might be a little less than preferred just to stay within the existing footprints. So in this orientation, we have two pickleball and then two tennis. And so also we've heard some feedback from the community whether they prefer to have pickleball closer to the beach or, you know, closer to Longwood Drive. So that's kind of the comments we can take your feedback on, and also we can rearrange, you know, the placement of the courts based on preference. And then option two is four pickleball courts to one tennis court. So again, both options we are having, you know, replacing the 10-foot fence that is along the north and the south of the courts. And then when we have tennis and pickleball, we'd be dividing the two by a 4-foot fence here and then here. And then what I didn't cover, the playground option, is that the playground is here. We would be proposing to expand the 10-foot fence from here all the way over here, just to give some additional protection to the playground for pickleball, to keep those kind of spaces separated.
Lacey, maybe just one add comment. While we're representing 4-foot height fencing in the late women's plan, some other comments we heard from the community was suggesting to go with a little bit of a taller fence, more like a 6-foot fence on that internal, to make sure that it's doing the proper job of keeping pickleball and tennis balls from going over each other.
And then we have some additional park features. So that kind of covered at the beginning. Concept A kind of fits in line with the ideal budget for the site. And if you want to consider having that expanded playground footprint, expanded equipment, that would obviously put us outside of the preferred budget for the playground with the whole site renovation. And so in doing so, we would possibly look to have some additional grant funding to help supplement the cost. And if so, specifically related to OSLA, they ideally would like to see 5 recreation amenities with an application. So in that case, since we are proposing a playground, tennis, pickleball, that's 3. We're looking for at least 2 additional park features, possibly in the grant scenario, for consideration. So we can put it to the public as well as the board, give a few different array of options, kind of gather feedback on what preferences would be if we did go a grant route. What would be those additional features, or none? Your preference is none. We also ask the public that as well, if they would prefer to not add anything. Obviously, we have Bago, which is a kind of concrete court here. Bocce, you know, crushed limestone, concrete curb. We've got Sasha and fitness station. Once the fitness stations come in array style, it could be something like this, which is larger moving pieces. It can also be more stationary equipment, which just might be, you know, a pull-up bar or something where people, you know, it's not as bulky or take up as much space. Something like this would be. So the options there to consider. Game tables, so this is a concrete ping pong table. There's also like chess game, so it would be just a table and chairs, so it can be utilized just for sitting and thinking as well. So it could have the game top, you know, to have that dual use, but it is considered a recreation amenity. The option to add an additional interpretive signage, or maybe having some ecological, like rain garden or pollinator garden added to the park, and the possibility of adding a walking loop. So there's already a loop or a path that goes from north to south. So the grant consideration means having a loop path that doesn't include like sidewalks and right-of-way sidewalks. So we're looking to have some internal pathways within the park. So with that, those are some of the feedback. So as I stated at the beginning, we had a community open house. There was attendees for both in-person, plus it also streamed live to virtual attendees. For those that attended in-person, we had those comment cards that we gave to everybody to fill out. And if you were virtual, we gave you the opportunity to fill out a survey online. That same survey was obviously open to the public for at least 2 weeks to be able to provide your feedback that way. We also received, participants received some additional email comments from following some of the comments from the community open house and the survey. Plus, they also had some pickleball tennis focus groups and received feedback that way. So, can I go through some of the summaries here? So, this is the card, comment cards to the open house matched exactly the questions that were online in the survey. And so, these summaries here are the online survey combined with the comment cards, since they were the same question. So the way questions 1 and 2 were phrased in the black one. Since we weren't asking the public to pick concept A or B, we were just looking to get some feedback. Obviously, concept A fits within the budget, concept B, we would possibly use grant funding, and so we weren't looking to pick one or the other. It was just to provide your open comments on what things you liked about each option or you didn't like about each option. So we had 57 responses to question one. And so this kind of highlights some of the main comments that we received back. So again, as I kind of hinted, a lot of the comments responded to the orientation of the courts, whether they want to pick a ball closer to the lake or closer to Longwood. Again, kind of very similar. Number two, cannot be as close to the residential homes, so obviously possibly swapping, so that way the courts are closer to the lakefront. We had a lot of comments saying whether they preferred, you know, 2 tennis courts or 2 pickleball courts. And so we do have a specific question related to that, so it was kind of, so I'll just kind of use that question more of a gauge than having just some random comments about it here. So I'll expand more on that in a further related question. Again, another one will locate pickleball courts on the east side. A lot of the comments, they prefer, you know, reserved, quiet nature of the park. And a lot of, you know, a few people comment specifically that they like the smaller footprint and they'd like to see some more manicured plantings and open green space. Concept B, again, a lot of comments relating to the tennis pickleball courts, but again, I'd like to try to focus that on the actual question that we asked them about concept A or B, whether they prefer how many of each of the courts. Obviously, there were 7 comments that they preferred the playground with larger footprints. They liked the plant tunnels, they thought that was a unique feature for this park, and then they liked to see if they could possibly add in some additional swing benches outside of just the one. And then we got into the playground options. So this is where we said concept A, which is your preference between option A or B, or option 1 or 2. And so we have 49 respondents say option 2, and then 47 say option 46 say option 1.
So not sure that that's very well fit to the scale.
Yes, I'm like,
that,
yes. The bar scale looks totally off.
But those 3 people were really, they were really determined.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah,
it is. That's noted.
Yeah.
That's
sometimes it's 23, sometimes it's 22.
Option 1 or 2.
That's close.
Same thing for this one. This is closer. You have more of a clear winner on this one. option five. Seems like it always go back and do some concepts. Option five, which would be a reference to that one. And then option five, the one specifically asks what your preference is for the pickleball tennis, whether you want two pickleball, two tennis, or four pickleball, and one tennis. So we'll send, you know, two.
So let's just focus on the numbers, not the other graph.
And then we had a question about please rank. So we're going to ask people to pick specifically about ranking order of your preferred to least preferred. So it's kind of a weighted average. So I'll say the three top categories here: walking loop, you know, which is very common. Walking for passive recreation, especially now with COVID, has been very high and a lot of feedback that we received. Very well used walking paths. Also, I can see pollinator gardens with interpretive signage, and then 15 common and no additional parking areas, and bocce, and then it drops off in there. Interstation, main table, Chicago. We also did allow people to provide some additional writing comments, so some of these as well. We've seen, you know, naturalized gardens, more swing benches, water feature, picnic tables. We'll be adding drinking fountains. Additional benches kind of goes with additional seating. So each of these, you can see in the parentheses how many times it's mentioned in the comments. So just wanted to collect as many unique options that we could in the feedback so you could see what some ideas were. And with that,
thank you.
Lisa, would you like to add anything?
No, they summarized everything really well. Thank you.
All right, so what I think we're going to do is while we have our experts here, our designers here, have the board think about some further questions they might have for them and or clarifications. And I'm just going to start out with one thing that you said, but I'll just remind everyone two important points. The decision, and this is really in your area, the decision is not, there's no pressure to make a decision.
Correct. We're only the start of this process, so I'm not looking for the board to make any decisions, but maybe narrow down some things so that we can keep the process moving forward. So that's what we're, if you have any questions. If you're looking at playgrounds and you're like, oh, I really like this part of it, but not this part of it, that's good feedback to give to us. Today, things like that. So don't be like, I this is all or none. I'm going to ask you a series of questions as we go through this and just trying to pull out information from you. So,
okay.
Can you go up to the playground? Yeah. Footprint?
Yeah, please.
On concept B, is there going to be anything between the pickleball court and the basketball court?
In either concept where there's pickleball and tennis side by side, either concept would have fencing in between the pickleball and tennis.
Well, but on this one, there's no fencing in between.
Oh, between the pickleball courts themselves?
Yes.
I think we may currently not be showing that, but that was actually another comment we received from Epicol Community as well, a recommendation to also put fencing, a lower fencing, in between the pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So you mean like right here, like between these two? Yeah.
Yeah. Because like there's like a whole seating area in between, and it still goes into the other court. So there needs to be something there.
Is 4 foot enough, Stephanie? In your opinion, like a 4 foot fence, just to stop the balls from rolling? Might have wild players that hit hard, but
yeah,
that's me.
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll look into that. Thank you.
I had a question about the thought process behind the porta potty location and the bike rack. As somebody who has never used the porta potty, but does use the bike rack frequently, I like to bike right up to the beach, leave my bike there, and walk down. It seems to me like I'd love to see the porta potty closer, or so further away from the shoreline, because I know it's going to be hidden, but still, everyone passes that. Porta potties tend to not have the greatest of odors. So it'd be, I was wondering if there's a way to kind of where that number, I think that's an S, like in that corner, and I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts on this, kind of put the porta potties over there and then move the bike rack. I know it looks like A is where the porta potty would be. I'd love to see the bikes closer there because I think people are used to biking down and then walking right to the beach.
Yeah.
And I would love to park my bike and not park it next to a porta potty, quite frankly. That's the thought. I don't know what you guys all think about that.
I would agree. The more bike racks, the better at the beach. Of all places in Glencoe, at the beach, more bike racks. And I agree, people expect to have them at the end of their journey and the beginning of that. And just to clarify one other thing, we could prefer concept A in terms of the court design, but we could, you showed us two playgrounds, but we could choose any playground to go with.
Any orientation of court could go with either concept.
Okay.
Just real questions for the moms or dads in the room. Porta potties that far away, is that an issue for the playground?
No.
I don't think so. It's not that far.
Okay.
Most people, you know, because kids can move a little more easily. But I think people tend to only use those if they kind of need to. It's not like a voluntary.
No.
I think one comment, if you were to move the porta potties to that northwest quarter, the street parking potentially blocking access for the I agree. I agree to get away from the main entry of the park.
Or you can put it. You can also put them. If that's the concern as a playground, you can put it just to the left of E. Edward. But I do think I think the porta potty right next to the entrance to our crown jewel of the beach. I've never seen them.
Yeah, it's an eyesore. It distracts.
Right.
Well, and that's such a pinch point. I would say that in the entire village of Glencoe, that if I drew a little circle around A, P, S, C, that little area is the most feet on the ground of the entire village ever.
Yeah.
365 days a year, more feet are walking in that. So it is a bit of a pinch point if we're adding attractive elements to it, it's going to only get worse. So the more superfluous stuff that doesn't have to be there, moving it somewhere else, and we won't hold you to where that would be. Although I really recognize your point, it's dealing with emptying it.
Right.
That's
so you
catch.
Yeah, you need to have access to it.
Yeah, so you can't move it to say E because that's too far away.
But somewhere by S would be nice. They just put a yellow thing there so we can't.
Maybe that's something you can eliminate one of the parking spots directly in front of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Most of them get empty at night, right?
Early morning.
I mean, people, hopefully, we can say no parking from 5 a.m. to noon or something like that, too, if it's well parked. My point is that I think
we'll look into that.
It is a really crowded area.
Yeah.
Porta potties are not.
Do you not want porta potties up there? Knowing that there's only.
So you have porta potties on the other side, right? Do you have on the Hazel side?
No.
No.
Okay.
We did for the pandemic. I should say that. We did for the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, we did not.
Yeah.
I think we should all remember what happened this summer when we didn't have porta potties.
Yes.
In the new park. And everybody went in the bushes.
Yeah, we have built just.
And they're still going to do that. So,
Yeah.
No, they do.
You need to have porta potties there, but I think.
So our takeaway is.
That don't have huge houses that are there.
Yeah. My takeaway is that look to move the bike racks closer to A, maybe even part of on the other side too, to get as many as possible, because I don't think that'll be enough.
Yeah.
Just A, so move it along, and then look at the possibility of moving porta potties to us. So move the porta potty or the bike racks further down. Just shift them all the way to the right, towards P, and then, and the A, and then part of is that P? Yeah, you can't see that up there. Back other way, right there. Right there. Put more there too. Okay, that's good.
I have a question. Does that part E or Q? I guess it is in this. Does this add to the paved surface area from what's already there? Do we have kind of that area already pay
no. No.
Which area?
She's saying if we put that extra little...
Yeah, that would be extra paved area.
Because I guess, I'd like to preserve more of the natural area so if we can add less concrete.
I have to tell you, if we move the Glencoe swing, that's where that would go, because we cannot put it on the other side because of the fall zones. You have to put a concrete pad there to get access to it.
You have benches there now. What are those secured into in the ground?
Cement.
So there's cement pads.
All the benches are on the other side of the path, and this would be...
Right.
Yeah. And they're just like a pad.
And this is a swinging bench, so it has to be a little bigger.
Yep.
Correct?
But we could do a swinging bench overlooking the lake and a swinging bench overlooking the playground, correct?
Well, you have to worry about the fall zones on the other side of that. So
maybe
we have benches. We have benches on the other side, but not swinging.
Maybe to the left of E, something in there.
I was talking about if you go to back to A, I think.
Concept A.
A looks a little different.
Yeah.
Oh no, concept A.
Concept A.
Because they do look different in terms of the footprint.
They are.
So like the E area, it's kind of a circle. I think where the circular benches is. So that would be taking up more space.
It's about the same space. This concept is kind of a stone veneer wall with some concrete, so you could sit on the wall or watch the playground,
but
look over. So this
concept
of the swing bench is
right
here.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't concerned about the swinging bench. It just looked like we were expanding the playground footprint into the bench area. A little different than...
You could take that area out if you didn't want that area in.
Yeah, we want to modify the path a little bit through here. Uh-huh. To accommodate some of the additional paving.
I would say adding to that comment, there is about concrete and concept day. I know at least three of us prefer the less concrete, the better.
So just want to clarify a question on that. So when you say less concrete, even if we're creating some form of play and activity in the pavement, you prefer, if that's adding pavement, that you don't see the value of that activity, you'd rather have less pavement than the activity.
I mean, we did that at Vernon. And I don't know everyone's opinion on that, if you feel that added to that part, but that is a similar kind of concept where it has like a pattern to it. I particularly we have a lot of concrete, but on parking sometimes, more comes up. But I know there's certain things you have to have curvy for, there's certain things with the bench you have to have it, for.
Okay, that's good feedback.
But that's just a comment. The last one, I also have you guys know that. The other thing that's happened, I don't know if it's not or not, but it's a donor concept to have bricks and to have families put their name on it. If we have to have a path somewhere, I would like to see if we can maybe do that at this park since we haven't done it at any other time.
A donor pathway, I mean, that's up to the board. I don't know where you'd put, we don't have a pathway. The current pathway is already there, the asphalt. Where would you be suggesting that?
If we add half or if we add, if there's somewhere we have to add concrete for whatever reason, for code, or somewhere else on a tree or on a bench, just throw it out there. I would like to see that as a donor opportunity.
So tell me about what it is, what I'm curious about, and I'll tell you what I'm curious about if you can just respond. At this point on the main pathway, there are a lot of people like me who will walk their dog over the park, and then they walk their dog along that pathway. And at this point, the park is playground separate enough that the dogs are near the kids, and the kids don't seem to get over the path. And I wasn't sure if that area is rated F is an area the kids would be in, or they would stay more over on the blue and green area?
Yeah, the playground is all in this space, but there is some concrete to go come in here and access it accessibly, so that's kind of the pavement is.
So it would just be more of an access, but then just to the, there's the arch next to that, is that a bench that people would sit on to look out at the,
Yeah, it could be like I said, a souvenir seat wall with some specialty paving kind of Simona you have that like caulk down on the ways from this park where it has maybe some bluestone style paving, maybe a stone seat wall. Just kind of a space to pause and overlook and you can sit on the wall.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds really nice. I just want to make sure that if there are, let's say, parents, grandparents, whatever, sitting on the bench and the kids are coming over them and the dogs are coming through, that you don't get congestion there. It works really well now. I think that would work, but it's hard for me to quite visualize that. And, you know, where would the kids be, or would some of the kids end up on that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a good point.
I think that's a great point. I walk my dog there too, and I think it's a fairly high traffic path.
Yes.
So we want to keep the kid area separate. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing from you is eliminate F.
Yeah.
Maybe just a sidewalk to get to the playground, but not have that big plaza. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And really
keep the walkway distinct from the playground.
And okay. The least concrete.
Okay.
Understanding there's places it needs to be.
Okay.
The least concrete possible.
So about it. Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the right time to say this too. I am not a fan of music in these parks, especially in this one here. I don't know how you guys feel, but I saw those music concepts and I was like, the last thing somebody wants when they're enjoying kind of the serenity of the park. Now you have your kids screaming and things like that, but this is so natural. Like, I don't want to hear a kid. They're never playing like Mozart or Beethoven's Fifth, right? It's like, ah! Like drums are banging and the little bottles are going. So I don't know how you guys feel, but I am not a music fan of a park like this.
Well, you may not be. I'm a music fan, but I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I actually like music features in playgrounds, but not here.
Yeah,
and the reason is that we've already got a sound problem. So to then have competing sound when people are trying to have conversation at the lookout or you know contemplate you know the beauty of the space, it's probably not the right place for it.
So
does
anybody want the musical instruments?
Not
okay. There, we have three, so with no musical instruments.
Where
I could get right some things.
Where would the additional features like bocce be? Is that supposed to be
Bago?
Bago, bocce,
bago,
possibly.
Yeah. So where is that? Just
we look at some additional things.
Okay.
Yeah, this step was just to find out if there's interest in those features.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if there was, then we would look at where those might go.
Is there any, did you orient the swings to face, I guess, the playground? Is that just the normal situation? Because I'm thinking it's nice to look out at the lake on the swings as a parent pushing a child. But I also understand the desire to watch your other kids on the playground. So it's just kind of curious, is that just the normal orientation? Is that the thought process versus
putting them toward the lake? No, it's just kind of in a certain use zone, more use zone. Front and back, so it's just kind of a product of how the space is designed and how much room and width we have.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is necessarily the way it's represented in the playground concept.
Right. And actually, for a two swing component, it's probably not as big of a influential factor, but one of the other considerations is if you have this, especially with the four base swings, if you have the swings basically 90 degrees, you're inviting children to walk in front of other swingers to get to the other swings.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's one of the functions, the functionalities taken into consideration in the rotation. Mm-hmm.
I would like to see if we can explore, and I know this is a soft tissue, but some sort of area or structure for people who go to play tennis or pickleball to put down their things, put down their drinks, put down their rackets. I know that like a little structure that we would have, I know that that's obviously an added cost, but I just want to throw it out there that there really isn't there's a few benches there, but there's no like gathering place, and especially with pickleball, it's a very social sport where people take a break and gather and there's really not a space for that here.
Is that a consensus? Because that would definitely escalate the cost.
Well, I am going to But yeah. I mean, I could show you pictures of what I'm referring to, but I do know from playing pickleball a lot that it would be lacking there.
You don't think that people could move to a picnic table in the park, or?
I mean, it's generally when they're playing, you know, people are sitting down, and there's going to be no social space. It's not going to affect them, you know, really. And it is pretty typical.
And I don't play pickleball, but how many people, and it's usually, I understand, forced to play. How many, and I know there's a backup system and people rotate in and out of the how many people do you think at these courts you could normally have waiting to play? Would be like eight people maybe waiting to get on the courts and rotate through? And I understand games are like 4 minutes. I'm trying to figure out the game.
Yeah, so I mean, if they can go 20 minutes, they can go if they're a bad player,
40 minutes.
Oh, okay. I know we've talked about different things, but not the time to talk about if we're going to do any kind of reservations or, you know, open time or whatever. But,
right. I just think about space, like how big, like you mentioned benches, you need benches for 8 people, 4 people, 12.
We haven't decided on that.
My opinion is it would be nice to have an area to gather.
Okay.
Well, can I jump back? And I'm going to put a pin in that one, and I put it on my notes. But can I just, because we're jumping all over the place a little bit, can I just try to get a consensus? Do you guys like concept A as far as the footprint, not exactly which playground amenity, or concept B as far as the footprint? So concept A being just a little bit bigger than what we currently have now, concept B being that larger footprints with like the little mounds at the end. And
we're talking about the playground, not the court.
Yes, I'm just talking to, we'll come back to the courts later. Let's get to the playground, because that's where the most of the questions will come for them, and then we'll talk about courts last, if you don't mind, because then
that's
they can
fine.
Leave. So
it's smaller is... I'm a fan of the smaller one here. I think it fits in better.
I actually am too, which is probably going to surprise you.
Okay. I can't believe you didn't go for the mounds.
No, but here's my final answer to that. I like concept A with the mounds in there.
That's concept B then.
Not really.
Unless you take away something.
You can take away. Yes. If you do like option 5, the bigger structure, I mean the 12. And then you put the mounds there. Because we have very nice playgrounds. We've upgraded all of them. I don't think, to me, this is not the focus of Lakefront Park. So I would like to see the more natural elements with the smaller footprint, but not.
So if you just pick the biggest element, option 5 is one of the biggest ones.
No, it's half of it. Only
one half. Oh, one half of that element. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And still the swings.
The swings.
And so swings are only 4,
yep.
2.
So you only do one of those things in option 5. Either the one with the house on the right or the circle house on the left. Either the fort or the circle fort or the house and the mounds.
I like the one on the left.
With mounds.
And with mounds.
The circle one?
The tower.
Right.
So that's not really a good playground for smaller kids. So
no.
That's what I would call it, cautious.
Yeah.
But would you have a 2-year-old, and that's only playground apparatus? The parents are going to have to try to get them off of that. I'd be worried about that being the only play structure.
Okay.
Just to be honest with you.
Or a smaller play structure that's more interpreted. If you something fun, like put 3 slides on it.
Yeah, I will tell you, those 3 slides are the coolest thing I've seen in all this stuff. Like, that's awesome.
I completely agree.
I can picture my kids.
So we all like swings, correct? So some concept with swings. We want it smaller, not bigger. And we understand that this is, and we do like the mounds.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have to go back here.
Okay.
If you're going to have any kind of playground, and you guys could correct me wrong, playground or apparatus, you have to have the fall zones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have a playground feature, and the swings and the mounds, mm-hmm. you are looking at a bigger footprint.
Yes.
I'm just
yes.
you can't say I want a smaller footprint and I want the playground feature, swings and the mounds.
Can you go back to A?
You can eliminate the music, you can eliminate anything on the outside of it, but there's still fall zones you have to think about.
So we don't need to have a huge structure.
Yeah. If we have
two. We can have a small structure that's similar to what we have there now.
But can I challenge you that what we have there now is only good for toddlers? And that's, I mean, don't you want, if you, people are coming to picnic, don't you want something that's the least attractive to eight-year-olds and down?
I don't think that's the drive here. You know, kids come, they go to the beach, they go, we have a place structure down there, and the mounds, everyone will play on those too. What I would maybe suggest, Lisa, is that we can take this input back and try to stick with the footprint as much as we can, work with the play equipment manufacturer to just challenge them and see, you know, what might be able to fit in regarding the amount of play equipment and still get a mound or two. And maybe it means like this, if area F is really getting downsized to really just be access paths and not a
right
space, we might be able to borrow a little bit of that space into the playground footprint to create the mound area. So,
okay.
So I'd say let's maybe look at what that can look like with and without the mounds and give you guys better visuals to understand what it might be.
And we're looking for a four bay, right? You want an ADA swing, a bucket swings, and two belts? Okay.
Yeah, four bay will definitely make it bigger than this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just for the use of the four bay.
Yeah, for the thing. So. So you're willing to give up the ADA swing because that's what it means. Mm. I'm just challenging you on that one.
I don't think we can.
It brings a gigantic smile to my face, and I can only imagine the euphoric feeling of a parent or a child that needs that to see them either at Friends Park when you see a kid who can actually use the swing that could never be used before. It's an inclusive feeling that I don't think we want to remove.
Well, and we've shown that we're very inclusive in the in the playgrounds that we design. And I understand what you're saying, and I understand that it creates more of a demand. But also, those swings are used by other abled kids as well, so they're not completely fallow unless, you know. So I personally think that we would need that. So that means a four-bay, because that's the bucket, the ADA, and then two belts. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that we need to extend further south.
Yeah.
We just might need to widen the plate, the footprint.
That way.
But you need to be careful because of what Bart said, and Carol, I think it's a valid point. The path where people walk their dogs and where people are running and jogging, I think that needs to be distinct from the playground. So I this is exactly what, if I were to put something in front of, you know, people, everyone wants to have everything in a concise space, and it's tough, so we're going to make some choices. I do think it's wise, like Stephanie asked, to challenge the folks and see if they can make something work with everything, knowing that we want a small footprint. But if not, then it's going to be up to this board probably to figure out, hey, what's a game changer and what's not? What do we want and what don't we want?
Okay. Very well said. Okay.
Can I ask when and if we made the decision on wood chips versus the surfacing? Did we talk about that?
No, we haven't. So you could do wood chips. This just makes it more ADA accessible by doing the AstroTurf.
Oh, because it's hard for like wheelchairs. Or
yeah, it's harder. Yeah.
Or something like that. Wood chips, yeah.
I was just thinking.
And that's like the take-off playground. That would be as opposed to the Friends
correct
substrate. It
correct
would be the take-off.
Yeah.
I don't know the environmental impact of that AstroTurf. Is that what? Yeah.
To potentially get a larger footprint on the playground and not have that pathway kind of crash into the playground access, could the pathway get pushed to the east in that right side of the east side of feature E, I'm not sure if that could be eliminated, but essentially move the pathway.
I don't think it can because it's too close to the bluff.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too close.
It's really close. That
yeah.
It is.
But it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question, though.
Carol?
I have a couple of comments. So I think it's really pretty shady at this park, so I think roof features probably aren't necessary.
Okay.
Just from my memory. But I also think that because of the, when I'm envisioning this, I'm just thinking of all the low trees and the shade. I think lower play structure would be, I mean, it's behind the tennis courts, so it's not like you're looking through the tennis courts onto the lake. But I have preferences for something more of like an option two, that I don't think it needs to be that tall, but I do think it needs to address a wider age range, and frankly, I think that looks a little bit more natural than some of the other play structures.
Yeah, it has great play features.
Yeah, that one is very similar to Vern, not for the
yeah, it is.
Almost identical.
I'll tell you what my kid liked about number five was that he can go up. He's like, oh man, I'm going to capture that ship. I can go up and see the whole world. And so there's. I'm not disagreeing with what you said. Offering another perspective. It's like, and I don't think there's a right answer or wrong answer, but do you want something like a taller structure where kids can kind of feel this, holy cow, I can see the whole world around me, because it's probably one of the only few places in Glencoe where you can get that eye and see the beach? Or do you want to have a little bit lower, which keeps, I think, more in the serenity of the park? And that is an answer I don't have right now. I don't know if we have to make that decision now, Lisa, but...
No, we don't.
Lisa says.
Well, you could have probably option five without the cover on it, the top of it, that one side of it.
Mm-hmm.
This, not the circle one, the more the clubhouse one.
Maybe just get rid of all the wood. I put this to vote to my child as well, as I was telling you earlier, since they're kind of...
Well, that's give some really good feedback, so that's... Yeah, it's composite. Okay.
What is the park structure for now? It seems like it's really for like 2 and 3 year olds.
Yeah, it's only for toddlers. There's not many, even for toddlers, there's not a lot of play feature to that. Most people are there using the swing, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. The play feature is, there's not a lot of play that goes on that one.
Sometimes you can't before they go down.
Okay. I walked by the other day and there was a mother with 2 kids who have about 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So
that's about it.
There's some thoughts about expanding this park and adding new features. What do you think about that? And she said, well, there's some exciting parks like Duke Park, but there's too many kids and all these age groups. This park is perfect for my 2 and 3 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a small park, I guess, and I don't have a recommendation. The question is, do you necessarily want to expand the age group, or if you do, how much you want to do it? Because I know in my survey of one person, she was very excited about it.
Yeah, that's one person. I don't know, and I'm not saying make it a 12-year-old playground, but I'm just saying if you're going out there picnic with your family, and you don't have a beach pass or whatever, and you're up in the thing, what is besides playing? There's obviously other things you can do, frisbee and bucket, play catch and stuff, but there's not much play to be happening on that playground.
It was a 2-year-old slot. My 2-year-old.
Yes.
Four.
And that's why I think we have to be careful to make sure that that's still a priority in this playground, too, that a 2- and 4-year-old can go down a slide. That's why I would be hesitant to do that really tall tower, because a 2-year-old can't do that one.
That frightens me.
They should not do that one.
No.
But the other side, they could. So, maybe it's take the other side instead. But I think to Steve's point, you have enough feedback on that to bring it back and maybe... Okay, thank you. So no musical instruments, you want to add mounds, yes. Okay, perfect. So what about the other park features like the bocce or the bags or ping pong or checkers or things like that? Do you want any of those in the park?
Well, certainly a checkers table would not be offensive to anyone, am I right? I mean, that would be the easiest thing. And my children did play play at chess. So I think that's, I mean, and you could
sit in one chat. Park.
So that to me is the easiest one. It takes mm-hmm. very little space. I want to just say again, this is the, when we talk about this playground, consider the location, the number of people that are there, the fact that it's a natural area and the people are there to enjoy the nature. I am very resistant to creating any kind of playground that makes more chaos in that one small space that we have. When my children got to be 7 years, 8 years old, they really weren't playground kids. Then they would do in a situation like this, they'd be out in the park playing. I just want to say that's my opinion. So I would like to see a playground that is minimal and better than what we have now, but geared towards younger children. There's lots of other beautiful playgrounds, and if your children want to play at other playgrounds as a Glencoe resident, there's many other places for older kids to play.
Yeah,
so. And when our kids come to the beach, they go to the beach, you know. So anyway, that's just
I think the survey. Well, two things. One, I think we have to remember there are going to be people that come to this beach that cannot access the beach due to our policies, right? There are going to be people that think you can access the beach on a Saturday and don't have a season pass and can't do it, they're gonna hang around. So we have to remember that it's not just the beach goers. But I agree with you on the less chaos. I think the survey got it right, for what it's worth. If you saw those first three features, it was a walking path, not very chaotic. A pollination station, is that what it's called? I'm calling it pollination station.
Yeah, that's my note.
All passive features.
Not
yeah.
very chaotic.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Not chaotic. So
yeah.
I think ping pong is an awesome concept. I never see anyone playing it at Central School, except for me. I've played it there, but no one else has played it, so...
Do.
I kind of go.
They do have one there.
But we also have them there.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
you know,
and
yeah.
I would, you got to go calm. And I think the survey got it right.
Go ahead.
Just say, I feel like the sidewalk is sufficient. I don't see a need for a walking path. You can walk the perimeter of the park. I don't want to add more pavement.
I mean, if you have to add two things for a grant.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You don't have enough to go for a grant
okay,
right now as it is.
You don't have to add two things.
Yeah.
I would go with that
you don't.
As well.
Right.
Like, I thought we had to.
No, you don't have to go for a grant.
Okay.
But at that point, we have to stay within budget. So, but what I understand from what the board's saying, we're staying within a small footprint, a smaller playground, refurbishing the courts. You can easily put in a chess or checker table without going for OSLAD. It's just known that this project will not be, we won't even consider it for an OSLAD grant, which is fine. We don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted, and so no walking trail. And I think that from the last time we did the master plan, that was kind of the vibe we got to was no walking path.
Yes, it was.
Because we have it around the park. Maybe some interpretive signage, which we have already. Maybe enhance those. They're getting old. No ping pong, no bags, no bocce. Just chess and checker tables. No fitness pods. Porta potty enclosures. You like the closure? Not have okay. Cool. And a pollinator garden. Is what we're looking at.
No. The pollination station was only if we had.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So no bees.
Yes,
only,
no bees. Right.
Got it.
Oh, like, not
we have them back here.
Area.
Okay.
That's
so that those are that's great advice. So I think we have a lot to work on. Would you two agree? And now we go to courts.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
so
second.
Now we're going to courts.
But do we need to have our guests here for the courts discussion?
I don't think we do.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't have to stay for the
really
courts discussion.
Really just a discussion of...
Or you can just sit down. I mean, I feel bad.
Or we could release them.
Because whatever decision we make with courts, I can just tell them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys do not have to stay for the court discussion, so... Okay, you're hanging around.
Okay.
All right. So now we're at the points with courts. So you have several options. You can say no pickleball at all. You can say only tennis. You can say combination of them all. We are looking at the same footprint or smaller. We do not want to make it larger. We are looking at we're looking at a traditional tennis surface, not the carpet on there. So, you know, so that's what we're looking at. So I just throw it out to you to have discussion if you want pickleball, if you don't, want tennis, if you don't. I mean, someone even said take everything out. I mean, your call.
All options are on the table?
Just throwing it out to you.
Okay. I remember what the thoughts the last time we had this discussion that moved these two options forward. Since then, I've read quite a lot about pickleball, and I think you sent the two links to the noise abatement noise assessment articles. I appreciated those. I thought they were really very interesting, and so it's given me more food for thought about everything. So you've read the packet. What do you think? What do we have questions? Do we have concerns, thoughts? What have we got?
So I'm kind of playing out of people belt player, but I think if we kind of, I like option one, but perhaps move the pickleball courts closer to the playground, so you've got the noise in one area.
Now, one of the articles, that's an interesting thought, one of the articles I read was about the decibel level, and from what I read in the article, it's approximately 70 decibels, which is comparable to being on a freeway. So that's at 100 feet. So that's what the article said. So if you were a child with those sensitive new baby ears.
Pickleball, tennis is quieter.
So if you were right next to that and you were a little kid, that would be really loud.
Okay.
Also, if you were enjoying the lookout or the beach, that would be very loud for you as well. So I would say keep the pickleball as far away from the playground and the place where people are sitting as possible, the way it is there. But that would be
a good point.
That would be what I would think. Any thoughts about the number of courts or the if courts? Michael, what do you think?
I do not play pickleball. And you're asking me first, which always makes me a little nervous, but I'll tell you this. I think this is the first pickleball court that we will have, I believe. Is that right?
We have lines on our tennis courts, yes.
This is one that we're going to have. I would say I feel like we could dip our toes in this, and I'd rather dip the toe and do two than go all out and do four. But then again, it seems like there's a huge demand for pickleball. I hear it all the time, but I just don't know it because I'm not familiar with the sport. So I'd say if we're going to do one, I would either go with no pickleball or two before I do four. That's kind of where my head has been leaning, but I'd like to understand. I'd like to, again,
Carol, what do you think?
I agree with I take your point on the noise. I maybe didn't quite understand it was that loud. So this makes sense, but I would rather, especially given the location and the sensitivity to the noise, I think this meets the needs of the pickleball community while being sensitive to the concerns about the courts.
Stephanie, our resident pickleball player.
I play pickleball.
It's good, we need a diverse court.
But I was for these courts before I started playing because it's a community. I mean, we hear from everybody. The facts for the sport, we know that. And we know the community wants it. So, I think either two or four is fine here. I don't have a strong preference. I do think these will be cold constantly. And unless we're going to, you know, we don't know about West Park yet. We don't know if we're going to get the grant. That will be our next location. But these will be constantly full. I think the pickleball courts. We have a ton of tennis courts, so I just think we should consider that viewpoint as well, that, you know, right now this is our only location. It could be 2 years, 3, 4 years where it's our only location. We don't have funding, we don't have plans, it's not for the park. And if we don't get the grants, we're not going to go ahead there. So I think we should keep that in mind, that these will be full constantly. So we want to fill the need, we don't want to create more frustration.
Well, Bart, what have you got?
So I know Northfield has 6 courts, I believe, right in the middle of their park, their main park.
Athletic field complex,
and I see,
yeah.
Northfield's population is only about 60% of Glencoe's. So one thing I don't know, but I'm curious to know, is how full are their courts? Because if they need 6 and they keep them full, I think there's a tremendous potential that you can have a lot of disappointment down here at the Lakeland Park, where people say, why didn't we just do 2 courts? It's a popular sport. I know there's a plan in it's not approved yet, in Wilmette to add 8 tennis courts. So it's going to get Wilmette is much bigger than we are.
Pickleball, yeah.
And Highland Park has added 6. If you're out west, there are places that have 10 pickleball courts. Right. I look at this and I have a feeling that there's a lot of potential disappointment for everybody. The tennis players, I played on this course when I came 20 years ago. I only played once, and I thought, this is not the surface I want. So I've been waiting for 20 years. So now we're going to resurface them, but there's only 2 courts, and you've got sports next to each other that may or may not be complementary. But you're getting, as you said, they're going to be full all the time. I think you're right. I think they'll be full not just with people from Glencoe. I think they'll be full with people coming in from other communities that don't have, I don't think Winnetka has any dedicated pickleball courts. So I think you're going to get a crowd there. And I would suspect, Stephanie, if you went down there to play and there were 8 people wrapped up in front of you from other communities, you might be a little frustrated. And I think that's a real risk. But we do that. I also went over to the tennis court, the pickleball courts in Highland Park at the Danny Cunniff Center. And it's interesting. They had courts, I guess they expanded. And they have tennis courts, they have, I think, 6 tennis courts. Then they have 4 flex courts. And the flex courts can be used as tennis courts, or right now all the flex courts have straps pulling the net down to the correct level. So they can't be used for tennis right now. They can just be used for pickleball once you take the straps off. And then there are 6 dedicated pickleball courts. What sort of surprised me was, not even in the lakefront, they have on 2 sides of the pickleball courts, they have a wind fence. So you can't see through that. The courts are separate. And one of the things I like about Lakefront Park is just the views. And you can look out at the lake and you see all the park. You can look through and see the playground and what is going to happen if you do it this way. Or even worse, if you do it on the other side, is these courts are going to have, I think you're going to need wind. The ball is, I don't play, the ball is a lighter wiffle ball, and it's bigger than a tennis ball. And one of the people who responded to the questions about the court said it is her choice to play because there's too much wind, it makes it harder to play. So what you're going to do is, in some area, separate these courts with a wind fence, I think. And you may also have to add in sound insulation. I actually have I should have circulated or shown it to Lisa, but there's I came up with different numbers for how much distance you really want for noise.
and I have an article by the president of the Vancouver, Canada Pickleball Association. So it's a big city. And he was trying to point out how to design courts and minimize noise. His numbers were quite different. His numbers were, you're okay if the courts are at least 100 meters away from residences. So not 100 feet, but 100 meters. And he's saying if you're anything less than 70 meters, 210 feet, you've got to do insulation. So these are different than the other articles we read. I thought there might have been some bias in the other course. One of the people was a referee or whatever for pickleball. So what I don't like is I don't like potential crowd sound because I think two courts are enough. I think they should be somewhere else in Glenboro. And I don't like the idea of them being separated. And as you start getting extra people there playing pickleball and they're waiting, then we're taking up more parking space. And so I go on. So if you, I looked, and I don't know that 100% that I'm sure, but I looked at all the pickleball courts and all the flex courts, and between Grant Park and the Wisconsin border, there is not one park with a pickleball court dedicated or a flex court. So sort of law of large numbers. Is there something here that everyone else figured out, or is pickleball not just been popular enough? But the courts that are built, like in Northfield, or the courts that are being looked at in Wilmette or Highland Park, they're over near 9441. They're miles away from the lakefront. Because particularly if you can put beds around, you don't need to be next to something that is near the lake, which has a beautiful view, might as well be somewhere else. So I can keep going. I think this is the wrong place for pickleball courts.
So you think
we should have more pickleball courts, four or six, somewhere else.
Perfect.
Okay. Lisa?
yes. If we were to choose one of these, I would most certainly not choose four pickleball courts. It's way too much in this space. I am really torn between the need to address people's desire for a place to play pickleball and the perhaps not optimal place to put pickleball courts, which is at the lakefront. So I would concur with both of you. Actually, you said, if I'm not mistaken, either two or none. I would say two or none. You would say none, and you would say you're open to either option one or two.
Yes, but I would not vote for none. For sure.
I'm going to ask you guys. Let's say we go with this option one over here. And for whatever reason, we find that this does not meet our community's needs. How hard, expensive, challenging is it to sort of change this from two pickleball courts to a single tennis court?
I thought about that too, and it doesn't look like we can squeeze a tennis court in there, doesn't it? I thought about that as well.
We have two doubles and a single there now, right?
Right.
Today we have two doubles and a single. So
I'm just looking at the footprint. I thought the exact same thing you did, and
I can't imagine it's that. Yeah. It's that expensive.
Well, let's
take all the fun.
I'm glad you stayed. Yeah. Tell us what.
So one of the things here, I'm going to speak on anything. One of the things is that by doing this kind of concept with two pickleball courts and two tennis courts, you actually gain some space for the two tennis courts. So right what you have out there now with the two tennis courts and one single, it's not the preferred dimensions for tennis courts. Mm-hmm. So this is actually more preferred space to the size, and you know, obviously you've got the one net that goes out of the pavement into the grass. Mm-hmm. So if you were to go forward with a concept like this as drawn, and then you decided you didn't want the pickleball there in a later year, it'd basically be, the cost would be, you'd be pulling out the fencing, patching that, you know, patching those holes for the footing, and recolor coding the surface. So we could run it from what those numbers would be. It's not like you have to redo the entire thing.
Is this like $10,000? Is it like $100,000? I imagine it's closer to 10.
It's probably somewhere in between that. But honestly, I wouldn't want to speak too off the top on that. I'd rather run the numbers on that.
Yeah, I mean.
But we can provide you that answer.
Because the only reason that's holding me back, I tell you, the only thing that's holding me back is noise, but I just can't tell. Like, this is Glencoe. I mean, we can't find a place for a dog park. We can't find a place for a lot of things because we're sort of afraid of the noise. So I'm leaning towards two, and if it becomes a real problem, you know, we can deal with that later. But I do think there's a demand in the community for this. There's no lights here, so it's not like the noise is going to perpetrate into, you know, 2, 3 a.m. It's going to stop when the sun goes down. And I was looking up 70 decibels because I don't know what that is, but apparently your shower is at 70 decibels.
If you read, jump on that article. You're gonna enjoy it. It's really pretty interesting. Yeah. The decibel levels and what they're comparable.
It's fascinating. Apparently, a dishwasher is typically about 70 decibel levels, and I don't know if they're right next to it or they're far from it. But I'm also imagining that the sound gets loud, like only when the ball hits the ground or something. So it's not like it's like
a paddle.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not like it's annoying.
Yeah.
To be right next
and
to
80
it.
Is where they say you shouldn't be around it for a long period of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, 80 above
that. So yeah.
But, you know, I'm leaning towards two, because I think this is a place where you can try it, and if it turns out to be a problem, we can probably resolve that somehow in the near future.
I would caution going forward something saying with the idea of, oh, I'll take it out if it's a problem, because once you put something in, it's hard to take something away from people.
Yes.
It's easier to say, this isn't just... And I don't think it has anything, we're far enough from the houses. It has more to do with, would the noise be bothersome in the park setting? So this is one of our largest parks. Our only park really for picnics, if you're really looking at Clock Park, maybe the other example. So this is our park that people come and they look over at Lake Michigan and they sit in the park and have picnics and play games and stuff. So really, you have to look at is, will the noise of pickleball disturb that recreation activity in the park?
Yeah.
And is pickleball a better location at a very active park that has baseball or other louder sports already? And where would that be? I don't know. And when would that be?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have that in the budget either. So, you know, but I would caution the board about, oh, let's just try it and we'll take it out, because then you'll be in...
That's fair. It's
harder. It's harder. Yeah.
Right. Are we concerned? So the concern is the noise for the recreational activities and not neighbors. Because I don't think the neighbors are going to be impacted that much. Is that
according to the information that we were provided, it's 100 feet, which is no more than other now, neighbors may disagree, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. If we were going to say it's because of the neighbors, then you would be saying that we'll never put pickleball in Glencoe, because this location is the farthest away from any other any house. This location, any other park is closer to houses. So this is the furthest from a house.
This is way farther than West Park, where we already agreed to do it.
Correct.
I want to clarify that the noise concern is more for the activities in the park than it is for the neighbors in the house. I'm not saying
that's
not existent for the neighbors. I'm saying that the concern is more for the activities in the neighbors.
Yeah.
I would say I would not necessarily like playing tennis next to pickleball, and I also don't think this is the optimal conditions for pickleball, given that it's by the lake. I wish we had a ready, shovel-ready alternate pickleball location. Because it seems like we're doing this because it's the only available option for pickleball, not because we think it's the best.
Right.
That's right.
We're
examining whenever we do a tennis court, we decide to examine if that's a great location for pickleball. And there's nothing wrong to say, this is not a great location. From what I just heard you say about the playground, is that do you want less chaos? And then you go over the site. And it's ultimately up to your decision. My job is to point out different things that you're saying and kind of bring them full circle to how you want this park to interact in the community. So you have to decide is quiet contemplation looking out at the lake, will that pickleball noise, because it is loud, it's like blunk, blunk, you know. If you were sitting in the park and you're having a picnic with your family and people were playing that, would that upset you or I guess impact your enjoyment of the park? If you were sitting there reading a book, which whenever I go there, that's what a lot of people do, especially at lunch hours, is go in, they're working from the park or reading a book or whatever. That's what you have to decide. And then when we go to the next park, you have to decide if that's used. This park seems to be used in a different way than any of our other parks in our system.
I'm just curious, because we already voted at our last conversation, we checked out the option or not. So what changed your opinion?
I distinctly remember this conversation. And mm-hmm. It was absolutely disturbing not to put something in there that didn't happen. I remember that distinctly. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying, and you're right.
What?
That was option A, if I recall.
Right.
And I put it out there that we should put option A, and it was voted out. And I don't know why.
And it's okay, because people have received more information since that time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
I did. I was the one who said we should keep option A. You can go look at the minutes. I want to show option A out there as nothing. So I guess the question is for Bart and for others, like, you know, why do we put in the public, hey, look, choose two or four and not choose zero?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Why did we say to leave it the way? I never said do two or four. I did not propose that.
We had a discussion on what we're going to show to the public.
Okay, so what? I can defend my position because I felt, and I think our hearts were with the community as they told us we want pickleball, and I think we were driven to that because it makes sense to bring pickleball to Glencoe. The more I've learned about it, the more articles I've read, the more I've seen the local courts, and local is a kind of a broad area, they're all in athletic fields.
Yep.
You know, and the more I've thought about it, digested it, read through all of the comments, as we all have, all of the comments that have been presented to us, I've had a bit of a shift in my thinking, and I've developed stronger concerns about having it in this specific location. And it's difficult for me because I want to give people something that I think that they'll really appreciate and really use. Pickleball is something I think your children would use, and older people, and everyone in between. So it's one of the exasperating parts of living in Glencoe is we just don't have a lot of space.
Right.
We just don't. And we're really, and I don't know that people fully appreciate how little space we have.
It's a dog park issue, right? Everyone wants a dog park, but no one wants it near them.
I don't think that doesn't work. Totally different.
My point is the philosophy of like, hey, we wish that we had a piece of land that was dedicated to this one area that would not impact anyone else. And that's what we're looking for all the time in Glencoe is, hey, we want to add something new. We don't want to change what we currently have. Where can we do it? And we don't have the luxury of pieces of land that are sort of remote enough to facilitate the demands of the community.
I mean, this is just one example, and the first one example, so take it or leave it. But in the communities where I have art and I have some Florida, we have pickleball next to tennis, next to bocce, next to the pool, next to a basketball court, and everyone enjoys it. And I live right behind it, and I am very fortunate to know it, and I don't hear it. So that's just one personal opinion, but, you know, it's not like these two courts are not next to each other.
So, here we are. Carol?
Just one clarification question. So if we don't get the grant for West Park, what would it take to still do the pickleball courts there?
I can't speak off the top of my head how much that would cost. Because we have to redo those tennis courts eventually anyways. Relining it, I know we'd have to make it bigger. It wasn't big enough to accommodate pickleball courts. So I know the footprint had to be bigger at West.
And those courts are closer to people's homes, so if you're concerned about noise for that reason, consider that, because they're right there.
Yeah, I don't think it was based on how the house is,
yeah.
I'm understanding.
And while that's true, that is more of an athletic field, and and it's bordered, you know, it's quite a distance other than the street that runs east, or whatever the street.
Another option is that if you're concerned about the noise, we could always bring the gentleman who does a lot of the sound studies for pickleball out to this location to see how much it would. So bring it out, because we could play pickleball out there. It's hitting the paddle, and measure the sound in the middle of the park. Measure it towards this way, because maybe the sound travels differently at this location. I mean, that's also an option.
I'll be honest with you, I was more concerned about the neighbors than I am concerned about the recreation. And I'll tell you why. You're going to have a park there. We have a park there today. I was actually at the park the other day. I went for a run down there. And there was a baby crying. And it's okay. Babies cry at parks. Like, sounds happen at parks. Sounds happen outside. Waves crash. Wind, thunder, all these things. If the sound concern is the recreation, I will tell you, I feel okay with two courts there. I was more concerned about if the sound was traveling to impact neighbors, but it does not sound like that's an issue. So for me, I feel okay with two courts.
There's a due diligence point that I'd like to have to address somehow, and I don't know if Lisa Shepherd, Park District would be better for the board or whatever, but. So I went to the Danny Tunnett courts, and they have, as I said, six pickleball, and there's four flex courts, and then there are separate six tennis courts. And it's a huge park. There's a skating rink. There are two baseball fields, I think. There's a soccer field. But to get into the pickleball courts, first you enter the flex courts. And then from the flex courts, you go into the dedicated pickleball courts. In this park, and I looked around the whole park, there were two identical signs. One sign was at the entrance to the flex courts, and the other was at the entrance to the pickleball courts, and this appeared nowhere else in the park. And I don't play pickleball, but the sign, I have a photo over here, says, "Notice, please be courteous of park neighbors by keeping noise levels down, including playing loud music, loud talking, shouting, and vulgar language." And particularly since we're talking about having a children's park right next to this, like, I would like to understand why that sign is there. I would like to understand the potential, particularly that it's not just playing for people, but other people playing here, how much shouting and vulgar language might be, and I have no idea. But why is
there, there's no more than say when you play you have that risk to loud music in the park, someone having a picnic. You have that risk of swearing when someone's playing tennis. You have that risk when someone's playing basketball. I mean,
but why is the sign there? Because they don't have it on the tennis court.
I don't know. That is bizarre. I've never heard in any of my readings that pickleball is any more prone to people swearing than tennis or basketball.
What I'm really concerned about is that the courts will go in, and then we'll have to do noise mitigation, which, from what I read and the information you gave me, are really limited to a 10-foot high fence, which I don't think we really want at the lakefront, and which we've read articles about this, I'm sure you have too, Lisa, requiring the paddles and the balls to be a certain kind. I guess there's a variety of paddles and balls.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do that.
And we, right, so what I am really concerned about is the park district then becoming the police force of pickleball. So you've got to make sure people are not on the courts at the wrong times. You've got to make sure they've got the right paddles. I've read articles about communities very much like ours that instigated some of these mitigations, and it was horrible for the staff of the Park District.
So I mean, it's a noisy sport, so you have to decide whether that you can, because, right, if you're worried about any noise, I mean, the train we put in it at Duke is loud, and we don't, you know, take that and put it away. I mean, you have to decide what tolerance the board has of noise in a public park. And I can't tell you that. I mean, all I can tell you is that what I would do is, if you're seriously considering putting this, is have a noise study done to find exactly how loud the noise is when we're hitting back and forth with a pickleball to the neighbors, to the middle of the park, to the beach, to the road, and then make a decision based on that.
Well,
and at that same time, play that noise. Maybe when it's happening, I'll bite the board out there to say, okay, this is, you know, hitting a pickleball back and forth. What do you think about the noise at the property level to see if the tolerance of the board to stand up for that?
Maybe we'll take Hillary out. To Northbrook, where they have all kinds of birds, where we could.
I would do it here.
That while that's true, we should probably have eight people playing.
Well, you could. It's not the noise of it hitting the ground.
Right, right.
It's the noise of it hitting the paddle.
Right.
So you could set up on the tennis courts now.
Yeah.
Eight people hitting a ball back and forth to each other.
Okay.
And you could get that noise.
Okay. So we could do that, and I think is the board in favor of engaging the consultant, Dr. Thunder?
Right. So
no, you don't.
Yeah. So since we're not making a decision tonight, and we want to.
Well, okay. So let me just finish my thought, please, Michael. Are we all in favor of having these move forward with getting some specific noise assessment done?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I do not want to put large barriers up in that park.
Yes. That's. Michael, you're good with that?
I am.
Oh, perfectly fine. Cool. Stephanie?
I'm not opposed to it, let's say that.
Okay. Yeah. And Bart?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So good.
So that's the marching orders I have.
Do we have any further questions for our consultants? Because they really could. Because I know we have other business to attend to. We've sort of talked about.
Yeah, this is the, we're done with, I'm done with all my questions for our agenda item.
Okay.
So if you want to.
So we have public comment.
Yeah, you have public comment.
Okay. So.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right back. You got this, right?
I've got this. Okay. Matters from the public. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. Would anyone like to make a comment? Just tell us your name.
Excellent. My name is Mitchell Lott. I live in Glencoe, obviously. I've been a resident somewhere in the developer at this point. First, I'd just like to address a couple of things on the park itself that may be worthy of consideration. The bike rack that we're talking about expanding, I don't know if the board is taking into consideration or the consultants possibly moving a similar bike rack to the south end, because that is an underutilized entrance, and perhaps that would take away some of the traffic and yet have the bike rack able to park immediately next to the ramp going up. Same might be applicable to the washroom. Something to think through. As it relates to pickleball, I'd like to say first it's the fastest rolling sport ever. And I think it behooves Park Board to address the needs of the community, just like they did when they built the tennis courts. So tennis was the most popular sport going. The village addressed it and built numerous festivals. The tennis courts today are underutilized. All you have to do is ask how much compared to the two. You'll find that there's no comparison today as far as usage today as opposed to what it was previously. So the question is, does the community wish, or does the park board wish to address the needs of the community? I think the answer is yes. I think that's why you're discussing this today. Certainly noise has been the single most raised issue to date. And one of the things I thought about, because I do understand the concern, is if the district board is interested in noise levels, you can do something rather simple. You can strike temporarily the park at the lake and listen to the noise, just like you have done at some of the other ports. You just restriked Watts. I was there today playing pickleball. You can do the same thing and listen. The neighbors can listen to it. You don't need a study might be worthy of time to do it, but again, it's something worthwhile. You might wish to consider, and I understand what you're saying, utilizing one of your other tennis parks for pickleball, for dedicated by way of example, Shelton is a very underutilized tennis court. So it is right next to the tennis courts. There's a street that goes in front of it, in every bed. And that may be worthy of a study in lieu of this. I think what needs to be addressed is community is asking for pickleball courts, dedicated pickleball courts. Today, I don't know if you're familiar with it, I hope the park district is aware of that. Carla Rosenthal is the instructor in the park district. He's totally sold out. It's a revenue generator for the park board, and it's increasing. I play indoors, and those courts are also revenue. It's another revenue stream. So I think we have to look at it from a revenue stream perspective as well as meeting the needs of the community. And I believe that you could look at the one on the lake pretty easily. It's inexpensive to just for the summer take two of those courts and turn them into flex courts, just like you've done elsewhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm David Galfan, 930 Vernon and Glencoe. I'm an avid pickleball player. I've had a tennis lot in the past, I bring that up. I love the location in terms of being near the beach for a pickleball location. Granted, there will be wind. Granted, there'll be a little different experience than some of the other courts. I would strongly recommend, rather than hiring a consultant to hear the noise, go to some of the parks where people are very active. I play at Flick Park very often. I played there this week. You could go there any one day between 8 and 12. There's six courts that are dedicated. You could hear what it's about. You could see what the experience is about. My biggest concern with this entire process is, in my humble opinion, you're going through it in a reverse way. Let's start out with, what experience do you want to gain by these changes to the park? No one started with that notion. What, like for example, 2 versus 4 on tennis court and on pickleball courts. The biggest issue there is, do you want a social experience? If you want a social experience for Glencoe residents, you really need to have 4. If you want to experiment and see if it's going to work a little bit, you could go with 2, but it won't be the socialization process that you see. The Flick Park folks, we have an app that we go on, and there's over 200 people that communicate as a community. There's 6 courts there. Most of the time, they're very full. And as a result of that, it becomes a great social experience. So I would just let everyone think about the fact that you have a goal in mind. I don't know what that is because I couldn't glean it from this meeting, but if the goal is to provide a social experience, that needs to come into your analysis. If it's a noise issue, there will always be people complaining about noise, but you have to look at it in context, look at other parks, look at other experiences, talk to other park districts, see what they've gone through, because a lot of people are expanding their pickleball programs, and they're probably going through a lot of the same experiences you have in this community. So I suggest you do a little bit more research, get a little bit more experience in terms of what pickleball is all about, and not just reading about it. Go out there, look at the people playing, and see what you want to glean for this community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. For what it's worth, I play pickleball as well. I would imagine other than Stephanie, we do too. And
I've never even seen someone play pickleball.
Well, you could. You're going to get.
I'll play it for
you. Yeah, you can.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh God. Pickleball.
Yes.
Hello. 250 Hazel. I guess I'll be a proponent of Beach Serenity. It would be my guess that if every single park in Glencoe had the capacity to accommodate two or four pickleball courts, every one of them, the last one that you would pick for the pickleball courts would be the beach.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Iasty of the 258 on the road. I am surprisingly encouraged by the board's comments tonight. It seems to me that for the last 7 to 10 years, the objective of the park district has been to activate every square inch of park district land. And it doesn't seem to be the tenor tonight. The comments have been that the Lakeshore Park is a gem, that it's tranquil, should be preserved, that Glencoe is small, that we don't have a lot of space, that each park cannot be a park for everyone. These are comments of, in my mind, that are encouraging. Additionally, we've heard that the board seems to be in favor of keeping the same footprint for the courts and playground, and not expanding those footprints, and not adding other structures and pathways to the lakefront park, and I wholly endorse that. No more concrete, no more paths or structures, as I said. Once we lose the open space by those sort of additions, you never get it back. And we're already, very little open space in Glencoe. We really don't have to activate every piece of park district land. Less can be more.
Thank you. Yes, John?
I've introduced myself before, John Rubin. I've been living in Glencoe for almost 60 years, and I would, in full transparency, I am one of the neighbors. I live on the corner of Park Avenue with the tennis courts, and so I can speak from personal experience. I also promised to relay a message to Marco from the Goodmans, Alice and Jillian Goodman, who live across Street 69. And they were very, very, very concerned about the Serenity issue. And, they're elder folks. And they actually have the closest house to this. And I think they would be, they just said that, the park is a place of Serenity. People come to the place, you said, for me to enjoy the outdoors. And I play pickleball. I love playing pickleball. And I play it, and I know about noise issues, and I brought it up before. I think that one of the things about the lakefront, which is great, is that people really get out there, relax. I think the pickleball is going to make a lot of noise. Also, think of the sound currents coming from off the lake. I've been going out for my entire life. Is that the sound comes up off the lake towards the houses? And first, if you have a party on the beach and they have a band down there, and then I can hear all the songs from my patio. I can actually hear from my bedroom all the police talking in the corner of Longwood Park. So I would, caution and say, Glencoe's got a long tradition of trying to protect its most beautiful places. As a matter of fact, in 1967, Glencoe tried to put in there was a referendum on putting in an ice skating rink at Watts and a pool down at the lakefront. And the wise people of Glencoe approved the skating rink, but disapproved of the swimming pool. And that was a great decision. And I hope that, looking forward, we want to keep these quiet open spaces. There are other parks, there are other places that we can look at. I think pickleball is a sport that's going to grow in popularity, and we should do something about it, but I do not think this is the right place for it.
Thank you very much. Okay, is there anyone else who'd like to make a comment? Okay, very good. You are released.
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks
appreciate
for your patience. You sat through a long meeting. We've got more business to attend to, but thanks for coming. So, other business. Lisa, do you have some other business?
I do not have any other business, but we do have to go into executive session really quick.
Very good. So, I'm going to, the board will now enter into closed session where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion that pursuant to section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act.
excuse me.
Oops. Oopsie. Sorry. Pursuant to section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter into closed session to discuss land acquisition as mandated by section 2.065 ILCS 120/2(c)(5). Those present during the executive session will include all commissioners, Lisa Shepherd.
And Kyle.
And Kyle.
Coos.
Can someone move that motion?
So moved.
Any discussion? Lisa, please note the time and do a roll call vote, please.
Okay, second was Bourne. Okay, so second. All right.
Michael.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Chair Brooks?
Yes.
And hold on, let me get the time. 59.
So state the time.
Okay, it's 8:59, and in attendance, oh, hold on. Okay.
Okay, I entertain a motion to adjourn at 9:13.
Yep.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.